Hello and welcome to Missouri Environment. I'm Hannah Haynes. The last Friday of this month is National Arbor Day.
Arbor Day is America's oldest environmental holiday. As I said, it was founded in 1872 in Nebraska City by J. Sterling Morton. And the reason why he put Arbor Day together is in the Plain States there were no trees, and trees are a necessity to life. We need them for food and shelter. And so on the very first Arbor Day in 1872, 1 million trees were planted in the state of Nebraska.
That's Danny Cohn with the Arbor Day Foundation. Richard Nixon later signed the holiday into national law, and people all over the country celebrate by planting trees on that day. Cohn says the holiday is a good reminder to people of all the benefits of trees.
So there are a lot of studies on trees and the benefit of health. It is shown that trees in areas help reduce stress. They also give you a more positive mental outlook. We use the term healing. There's a calmness and serene benefit of having trees in your yard and in a nearby park, and we see lower asthma rates, lower blood pressure rates, higher life satisfaction just from being around trees.
It turns out there are a lot of ways trees affect people that aren't often talked about, like reducing the crime rate.
You know, when I first worked as a community forester, I remember meeting with police officers who thought, you know, can we do something about the trees in the park? Because that's a place for people to hide, criminals to hide. And that was more of a negative concept with trees. But it turns out when you actually look at where crime occurs and you take a map of where exactly crime's occurring and where exactly trees are, the neighborhoods with trees have I think, 12% fewer crimes.
That's Ann Koenig. She's a community forester with the Missouri Department of Conservation. She heads a project called Trees Work that aims to spread the word about all the ways trees benefit people. She says trees also help people feel more satisfied at work.
So people that have a view outside of trees and nature take 15% fewer sick days. They're assuming, and I'm assuming, that's because you feel more satisfied. You don't mind going to work as much because, again, you don't feel as isolated. You feel like you know what's going on. So it's just incredible that just a view of a building versus a view of something natural can keep you at work. And you not only stay more and take 15% fewer sick days, but you report feeling more excited and encouraged at work.
Koenig says most people know that trees keep air clean and are a great resource to build with. But she says people don't realize all the ways trees can work for them. Spreading awareness of these benefits is a goal for the Arbor Day Foundation. Cohn says when people realize all the ways trees affect their life, they're more likely to take the time to plant a tree themselves.
I think it's important for people to know the benefit of trees because it's the easiest thing to integrate into your life. It takes literally no more than a half an hour to plant a tree, whether it be on your property, in your park, and the benefits are just vast.
The Missouri Department of Conservation celebrates the holiday by sending a tree home with every fourth grader in the state. And many cities and communities have tree planting events and celebrations throughout the month of April. That's all for this week on Missouri Environment. To learn more about Arbor Day and the many benefits of trees, visit kbia.org. I'm Hannah Haynes. Thanks for listening.